This is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Elizabeth Arnold. A federal judge in Los Angeles has refused to block this week's release of the new Steven Spielberg movie, Amistad. The fictionalized story of a real-life 19th-century slave revolt and trial has been caught up in a lawsuit in which a writer charges the movie makers with plagiarizing her novel. Today's ruling means that the much-publicized Amistad will open to the public as scheduled on Wednesday. From Los Angeles, NPR's Renee Montaigne has this report.
The attempt to block the movie Amistad from going into theaters was a real long shot. To stop a $70 million movie from being distributed would be so financially damaging, not just to the producers but to the movie theaters as well, that a judge would have to decide evidence of plagiarism was so overwhelming that possible damages later would not make up for it. That didn't happen today. After a morning spent wrangling over a possible screen credit for writer Barbara Chase Raboud and coming to no agreement, the judge denied a move to enjoin the film. But while U.S. District Court Judge Audrey Collins refused to stop the film, the judge did rule that author Barbara Chase Raboud may proceed with her lawsuit against Steven Spielberg's studio DreamWorks. At issue are a number of similarities between Chase Raboud's novel Echo of Lions and the movie Amistad. Both works are based in the real-life mutiny of African captives on a slave ship in 1839 and the trial that followed. But author Barbara Chase Raboud charges that important fictional scenes and characters were lifted from her novel by the makers of the movie. DreamWorks has counter-argued that any similarities are either directly from history or simply the sorts of choices that any writer would make in dramatizing the historical material. The actual event, until now, had sunk into general obscurity, though in its day it was very big news and it galvanized the abolitionist movement. The case of the African mutineers went all the way up to the Supreme Court and was argued by then-ex-president John Quincy Adams, who convinced the High Court to give the Africans their freedom. In court papers, Steven Spielberg has called Amistad perhaps the most important movie of my career and denies ever having read the book Echo of Lions. For her part, novelist Barbara Chase Raboud has characterized herself as a classic victim of Hollywood's disregard for the writer. She now aims to bring her copyright infringement suit before a jury. If the case isn't settled, it will go to trial sometime next spring. Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.